People tend to eat less pizza and sugary soft drinks when their prices increase. A new study of that relationship suggests that taxing junk food may help reduce obesity and improve health. Americans love fast food. It's tasty and it's cheap, and it's also heavy on fats and sugar. But when the price of fast food goes up, consumption goes down. That, according to Penny Gordon Larson, could have a positive impact on public health.
What we found was that an 18% change in the price of soda, so an 18% increase in soda price, translated to a 56-calorie reduction per day, which translated further to 5 pounds less weight gain over a year.
Gordon Larson is a nutritional epidemiologist at the University of North Carolina. For the past 20 years, she and her colleagues in the Department of Nutrition have followed more than 5,000 adults in a national study of coronary artery disease risk. They tracked participants' eating habits on a regular basis and compared them with food costs. They found an inverse relationship between the cost and the consumption of foods like sugary sodas and pizza. The study's finding seems to confirm the value of a public health strategy like the one already in place in Philadelphia. The city has imposed a 2-cent tax on each ounce of soda sold. That's about 32 cents for a half-liter bottle. Gordon Larson says that if a similar soda tax were applied throughout the country, there could be a real impact on health.
If we look with our data at about that level of an increase, we would see that we would cut calories by about 124 calories per day, and that you would have a large reduction in weight and risk of diabetes with that level of taxation.
Since increased taxes on cigarettes have been especially effective in lowering smoking rates among teenagers, a tax on soda should have a similar impact on young adults.
In the adolescent age group, we would expect that the price manipulations would have a larger effect on caloric intake and also on weight.
Gordon Larson says her findings, coupled with the effectiveness of cigarette taxes, suggest that national, state, and local policies to increase the price of so-called junk food, like pizza and soda, may help steer Americans to a healthier diet. And that, in turn, could lead to lower rates of diabetes and obesity. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.